Blog Talk Radio.
Well, welcome to OYC 21. This is Rob Colon, and good afternoon from Jackson, New Jersey, on Blog Talk Radio online at blogtalkradio.com/OYC21. Our mission is to educate and empower students and professionals globally in how to network, a critical skill in managing one's career as a business. We are building a great resource on career management and networking best practices for our students and professionals around the globe. Today's guest is Sean Bodie Barry. Welcome to the show, Sean. How are you today?
Welcome. Thank you so much, Rod. I'm doing very well, and welcome to your listeners as well.
Well, we've been running this program now for about 2 months, and what I found is with each guest is we get to know them from a perspective of their style of networking, their career management methodology. We even get to some time management, and so it's been great, and it's certainly a resource for our students as well as our mid-career professionals in taking out really just golden nuggets. One of the things that many professionals in the network know me as is, you know, this networker. But there's so many different styles of networking that has been really great for folks that we're not interested in them being robots. We want them to be the best of themselves. So, John, the first question I have is, you know me as always talking about managing your career as a business to own your career. What does that mean to you?
Oh, gosh. So many things kind of come to mind for me in hearing that question. I think managing your career, the first thing that comes to mind is really feeling like my career is my responsibility and not relying or waiting for others to dictate what my next step or path should be. And I think kind of knowing that awareness fairly early on seemed to help me. Now, that doesn't mean that in owning my career, I didn't feel that I needed guides or mentors or sponsors to help me. It just meant that whatever success that I would get, did get, I really needed to take control of that and play a huge role and responsibility in ensuring that it happened.
Yeah, and I take it that when you're taking control, that the buck stops with you and there's less finger pointing and blaming of others. And so how do you reconcile? I mean, for me, I didn't grow up with learning. These were not conversations that I had at the kitchen table. How did you begin to, you know, manage your career that way, that it was up to you? It's kind of that saying, if it's to be, it's up to me.
Right. Well, I grew up, and it may help to kind of share with you and the listeners what that kitchen table did look like for me. So I am originally from New Orleans, Louisiana, and grew up in a fairly small family. It was just my older sister and me. And my dad was a marine electrical engineer and traveled quite extensively growing up on a ship. And my mother was an elementary public school teacher. And very early on, I remembered her really having a desire to open her own business and to really be, you know, in her language, she would say she really wanted to have more economic freedom and flexibility than just her school teacher salary. So as even as a public school teacher, she opened a pretty successful daycare business. And I had the responsibility growing up through my early, I was in elementary school when she opened it, and continued through my teenage years. I had the responsibility of working in the business. So my mom would go to work every day as a teacher, and she would come home and take a nap. I remember this. And it was my job to wake her up every day at 4:30. And it was also my responsibility to have the bulk of my homework done by that time. And then she and I would leave and go to the company business and go to the daycare every day at 5 o'clock so that we could greet all the parents when they were coming to pick up their children and collect tuition money and all that. So Sure. What did that teach? You know, what did that teach me? So it taught me that if you really want to have a career, and really do things that you envision for your life, you sometimes have to kind of go out and create it and make it for yourself. And I really applaud her and appreciate her for it. But it also taught me, too, that you can have something that you're really interested in. So you can have a job. You can have a job that you go to. But what you focus on, Rod, and what your listeners are also doing, too, is you don't say own your job. You say own your career. And that's different. You know, to me, your career is what you're passionate about. And my mom taught me that she was passionate about educating young people. And she was passionate about doing it her way. And in doing it her way was opening up that business. It was a really, really valuable lesson for me in saying, so if I want to have my own career, then I may, A, have to go out and create it, or B, may have to even be like my mom and have a job, and then have a career, or C, do what we oftentimes today educate a lot of students and young people about and young professionals about, is maybe what you can do is have something that you're really passionate about, and that is your job and your career, and you can have it all and have both at the same time. So that's what that taught me.
No, that's awesome. Great, great story. Just kind of, you know, putting it all out to, and I could see you there at the table and going to the daycare.
Yes,
and,
you can see the table, right? Awesome. Filled with lots of New Orleans dishes.
and all the spices there as well.
All the spices,
you're listening to,
exactly.
Yes, absolutely, absolutely. You're listening to OYC 21. OYC stands for Own Your Career in the 21st Century. On Blog Talk Radio online at blogtalkradio.com/OYC21. Our guest today is Jean Dougherty Berry. And Jean is the Executive Director of Talent Development and Diversity for a major organization in New Jersey, in Princeton. Being the CEO of Berry Inc. Enterprises, how do you, with so many things going on, and a beautiful family, how do you manage your day?
I have to laugh because it is literally a second-by-second process, it seems for me, to manage it. So a couple of different things. One, I have a phenomenal assistant who helps me manage my calendar and those kinds of things, and she's wonderful. But the other thing is really thinking very critically all the time, which is, I'll tell your listeners, please don't think this is easy to do, and I'm not perfect at it, but I have to think critically all the time about what matters and what's really most important, and make some tough decisions about how to spend my time every day. So one of the things I do is think about those things that have business or corporate priority, and I carve out time for that. Things that are really matter to my team. I have a team of 17 individuals that report in my line, so I have to think about them. But also, too, what's really most important to me is, in addition to all the things that I do in my role as an executive, is my family. I thank you, Rod, for the kind sentiments you said about my family. I have two small children, so my husband and I are often trying to juggle their busy lives, it seems, even though they're 5 and 9. They have their own schedule. So their things take priority. So I don't miss a game or Cub Scout meeting or a Girl Scout meeting or a karate lesson or a ballet class or a birthday party. And those things go on the calendar first. And then everything else magically gets done around it. And I think for all of us, we have to think about, you know, how those things that are most critical, and family is critical. So, you know, and ensuring work-life balance. So that's how I'm able to do it. Like I said, it's a daily decision because as most of us, there are lots of demands for your time. So I have to often not do things simply because if, you know, they don't fit into those priorities, I'm not able to do it.
Sure. Excellent. Now, one of the things as you're managing Berry Inc. Enterprises, which is family, I mean, the whole thing of Berry Inc. Enterprises, it's everything. It's not just work. It's family. It's spiritual time. It's right. Work. It's community. That's what Me Inc. is about. It's really all of you, right? So in that, one of the areas that we focus on in our program is how do you network, and what is networking to you, and what's your style of networking? And then as a follow-up to that is then how do you leverage LinkedIn post a networking conversation type of style?
Okay. So let's do the first question. So
sure.
Networking is incredibly valuable to me. I will share with your listeners a really quick story. When I got out of graduate school, even as an undergrad, and I know we have some fantastic undergraduate students listening in today. When I was an undergraduate student, I went to a conference and met someone who was an executive at a large federal agency in Washington. And he gave me his business card and said, you know, keep in touch with me. If you ever need anything, let me know. Fast forward to me now graduating from undergraduate, and I'm now in graduate school, and I'm about to graduate. And I actually finished all of my education, and I'm done, and I'm now Dr. Jean Doty, and I'm done. I got a position at Harvard Med School doing research. And I hate to tell your listeners, I hated it. I was happy. And I was dealing with the fact that I wasn't happy. And I was decided, you know, why don't I utilize my network? Why don't I pull into the network and see maybe someone can help me? I found the business card of the gentleman that I met as an undergrad. And now to let your listeners know a little bit about years, this is actually about 7 years later. I called him. Hi, I'm Jean Doty. You probably don't remember me, but we met 7 years ago at a conference, and you told me if I ever needed anything to reach out to you. And I told him the whole story. And he suggested, he says, well, why don't you look into Yale? You know, you're not too far from, you know, the university. Why don't you look into it? And I did. And, you know, kind of rest is history in that I ended up leaving Harvard and getting a position at Yale Med School. And it was one of the best decisions ever made. But I would not have done it had I not had a really good network. So to talk about my style of networking in connection to that story is twofold. One is I'm really big on relationships, and they're incredibly important to me. So one thing that I think about when I think about networking is when I meet people, I don't solely think about what they can do for me, but how I can support them and their work. So I spend a lot of time trying to figure out what matters to them. And that has been pretty successful for me in my own career, because I think in finding out and building relationships with people, and finding out what matters, surprisingly, you get to what matters for you. And it may not be immediate, but because people tend to be so relational, people will just naturally gravitate towards that person that they think they trust and has an interest in them first before they go to the next person. So that's been pretty successful for me, and I tend to sometimes over-deliver to those people in my network because I want to have good relationships, and
right.
I trust that later I may need them, but there are people in my network whom I've never reached out to them for anything. I've always been the one to deliver. And I'm okay with that because first priority in networking for me is the relationship, and then the other things follow. Now, to your second question about LinkedIn, I have another somewhat short but interesting story. LinkedIn is responsible for me getting my current role at my company. And I'll even bring in my husband. My husband works for a Fortune 500 company, and his current job and the job before the one he has now were both secured through LinkedIn. So how we leverage and how I personally leveraged LinkedIn is I really view it as an opportunity for people to meet me without ever seeing me. So what I think about is in creating my LinkedIn profile, if a person does not have an opportunity to meet me, what would they be interested in? What would they want to know? So for my company, it's sometimes challenging to find out what people actually do at our organization. So if you were to go on my LinkedIn profile, I talk a little bit about my company, but then I also share a little bit about me. And I don't just talk about me in terms of my skills and abilities in work. But I also tell you that I like to cook, and I enjoy reading, and I enjoy watching TV, because I think in today's age, as we think about 21st century networking, that companies are not just interested in hiring people with really strong skill sets, but they also want people who are just regular, everyday people who can talk to their client base and consumer base. And how you find that out is knowing just a snippet about you as an individual and what makes you unique and stand out from other people. So LinkedIn has been great for that, and it has been an excellent tool to not only get my message out about me and my company, but also to network with other professionals across the globe.
Yeah, and this is why what I love about this program is we really get some insight that's just different, unique. So here in your and I have your profile up, and yes, you talk about your love of reading, your love of various things. Now, when someone you don't know reaches out to you, does it happen that they're avid readers, that there's interest not only in the work that you're doing, but also interest in some of your personal things as well? Do they leverage that as well?
You know, that is such a great question. Yes, actually. It's been so fascinating. I have received inquiries, people reaching out to me for so many different reasons that I did not expect. Through LinkedIn, I literally had someone not too long ago ask me for recipes through my LinkedIn. I kid you not.
Right.
And I was excited about that because I said, you know, this is interesting. They don't just see me, you know, as a you know, working professional, but, you know, someone that is an actual human being juggling 20,000 things.
Yeah, no, it's the softer side, and
yes,
I do this quite a bit, but I mean, I'm not violating anything. This is what you have on your profile. One of your last statements in your profile, the summary section is, when I'm not working, you will find me reading a good book. However, my greatest joy comes from spending time with my family or preparing the latest great recipe from one of my cookbooks or from television cooking show. So, you know, and this is why we can work and manage our career in so many different ways. It's just, it's unlike a cookbook, which is this and this and this and this. We manage our careers in a very, almost like a potpourri, a buffet of different ways, and this is great insight. You know, we can talk, John, for hours, and we're just about out of time. How do folks? One last question, and then we'll kind of wrap up with a little bit of how people can reach out to you. Last question I have to ask: this is, what advice do you have for college students for preparing over the next few years to enter the workforce? What must they be doing now?
What you must be doing now is seriously thinking about, in your quiet moments, what you're most passionate about. And use that to guide your next steps, not what the market says, not what families say, although family's important, and you should, you know, heed that, but what you're most passionate about, because there's so many careers and so many opportunities out here, and I trust that if you're working towards your passion, you'll be successful.
Awesome stuff. So,
thank you.
I'm listening in, and I'd like to reach out to you. How? What's the best way to do that?
Sure, and I totally welcome your listeners to do so. A couple of ways. One is definitely look me up on LinkedIn. My first name is spelled J-H-A-N, Jean, and the last name is Berry, like the fruit, B-E-R-R-Y. Please do that. And definitely when you request to connect with me on LinkedIn, let me know that you listen to me on OYC 21. I would love to make that connection. You can also send me an email at J, the letter J, Berry, B-E-R-R-Y, at ETS, as in Sam, .org. And I would love to connect with you.
And as Jean Doty Berry, Executive Director of Talent Development and Diversity. You want to find out all about her? Certainly take a peek at her summary. It's certainly enlightening. And just thank you so much for being on our show today, and lots of great information, and looking forward to just having you back at some point in the future. We could have covered so many other things.
Thank you. Thank you so much for this opportunity, and thank you to your listeners as well. It was my honor. Thank you.
Thanks, Sean. Have a great day.
Uh-huh.
To find out more information on how to own your career, visit my website on rodcolone.com. I'd love to hear from you during the week. Make sure you join our LinkedIn group, Own Your Career with Rod Colone. Here you can post your career questions and be part of a global group committed to running their career as a business, the CEO of Me Inc. I appreciate you, our listeners. I know how difficult it is to own your career. Thanks for listening in. God bless you. Keep the faith and networking alive. And until our next show, this is Rod Colone with OYC 21. You really want it?